Well, thanks for joining us on Community Connections. Joe T and in for Bill Davis this week, and great to have you with us. And with us here in the studio is Marcia Neal. She's a senior agent at Vibrant USA, and they're just a great agency. They walk you through all these issues you might and questions you have about health insurance and Medicare, Medicaid, and all that stuff. And Marcia's an expert. She's been with Vibrant since 2005. And Marcia, great to see you.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
Or I coming in.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anyway, as Joe mentioned, I am with Vibrant USA. We're working out of our Bellingham office. We also have offices in Linden, Everett, and Vancouver, Washington. We specialize in Medicare health insurance, but also work with individual insurance plans, both directly with the insurers and to the plans with the Washington Health Plan Finder. We have served the local Whatcom County community and the state of Washington since 2003. So Medicare insurance can be really confusing, especially with the changing landscape of health insurance in our country. We work with clients to help them understand their plan options and find plans that best suit their needs and their budgets. And we are contracted with most of the plans available in the state of Washington, and we work hard to stay unbiased with the goal of making sure our clients enroll in a plan that fits their needs.
So, I mean, people can choose their own plan, right? I mean, what's the advantage of working with someone, an agent like with your company, with Vibrant?
Well, that's a great question. But yeah, definitely people can do their own research and enroll direct with the insurer. But the risk is that you could miss something. Because we partner with both the insurance carriers and local medical providers, we are familiar with how plans cover certain services, which medical providers take which plans cover specific medications at the lowest cost, and so on. So there's no one best plan. It all depends on your medical needs, your providers, your budget, and your comfort level. So unless you compare the numerous plans available and get all your questions answered from an objective source, you may opt into a plan that won't serve you as well as it should. So working with an independent agent ensures you are seeing the whole picture.
Okay, so Medicare supplement plans, they work in partnership, I guess, with Medicare.
Right.
And can people make changes this time of year, or is that window passed?
Well, no, that's a great question. So I want to remind clients what supplement plans are. Supplement plans are also known as Medigap plans or lettered plans. They work differently than Medicare Advantage plans. With supplement plans, Medicare gets the bill first. And depending on which supplement plan you choose, the supplement helps pay your portion of the cost. These plans were standardized by Medicare and are the same coverage no matter who you purchase them through. So, you know, for example, a supplement F is a supplement F, a G is a G. They cannot alter the benefits of the plans, but the premiums can be different.
Okay, I guess I'm starting to see why I'd want to talk to an agent about all this. Let's see. So is there a difference in cost with these plans?
Well, yeah, there definitely can be. So, for example, the range of a supplement G in Washington State can vary by over $140 a month. So some plans provide spousal discounts that will lower the premiums while others don't. So back to your original question, can folks make changes to their Medicare supplement plans this time of the year? The answer is yes. In Washington State, you can change your supplement plan all year round. Several of the largest supplement providers in Washington are taking rate increases in April. This is a perfect time to talk to your agent and shop supplements and see if it makes sense to make a change. Further, there is consumer protection laws in our state which allows you to switch most supplement plans at any time without underwriting. So you can't be turned down for coverage based on your past or present health.
What about folks on Medicare Advantage plans or Part D drug plans? Can they make changes?
Yeah, so that's totally different. So not usually.
Okay.
This time of year is referred to as lock-in for Medicare Advantage and Part D drug plans. So even though you may still be seeing TV ads asking folks to call now, this is not normally the time people make changes to these plans. So normally you can't make a change this time of year.
Okay. Well, who does qualify to make changes, I should say?
That's a good question. So there are several special enrollment periods that might make someone eligible to change their plan, such as anyone who may be moving from one state to another or even one county to another may qualify to make a change. Folks who receive the state assistance or assistance with their Part D drug cost, so for low income, might qualify. And then we just suggest if you're, any of your listeners are wanting to make a change, give us a call and we can let them know if any options are available to them.
Okay. What about people who are low income or, you know, don't have a whole lot of money and save for retirement? I mean, do they have any, is there any assistance for them out there?
Yeah. So if anyone is on both Medicare and Medicaid, there are specific dual eligible plans called special needs plans that may offer enhanced value-added benefits. These plans can really help those folks living on a low budget stretch their dollars and get care they might otherwise not be able to afford. So folks who receive Medicaid or low-income subsidy, which helps with the cost of their medications and Part D drug deductible, the premiums, they can make a change during the first three quarters of the year, January through March, April through June, or July through September. So they get to make one change per quarter. So everyone on Medicare, of course, can change during the annual enrollment period in the fall.
Okay, and then how do people know if they qualify for that?
Well, that's a great question. So folks who are on Medicare and also have maybe a Provider 1 card, it's usually a blue or kind of a turquoise card, or a letter from DSHS stating they are qualified for help with their Part B premium coverage and or Medicaid may qualify for these plans. Our agents can help them see if they qualify and also see if a special needs plan is a good fit for them based on their providers, medications, and how they use their plan.
Okay. And then you guys do seminars and are you still doing them?
We do, Joe. Yeah. So we are holding live webinars where anyone new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare and wanting to review how it all works can attend a virtual seminar twice a month. We offer one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m., hoping to find a time that will fit in everyone's schedules. Your listeners can find more information on these seminars or talk with one of our licensed insurance agents by calling us at 866-733-5111. They can visit our website or find us on Facebook.
All right. And then people who might be getting close to age 65, you start to get these notices in the mail and even get phone calls and everything that you need to sign up, or here's this plan or that sort of plan. I mean, do you have to sign up for Medicare by the time you're 65? Is that a requirement?
Well, that's a great question, Joe. So people who are on individual plans out there on their own and paying their own or on COBRA, they have to sign up for Medicare. There will be a penalty if they choose not to take their Medicare at that point and then later enroll. But if you are working and still on employer coverage through the company, then you can delay. It's called deferring your Medicare, and you can defer your Part B. So there are reasons why some people will even take their Medicare to go with their work insurance. Maybe they have a high deductible and Medicare will help pay some of that. So people who are working have a lot more choices or options to look at with whether to take their Medicare or not. And then there's a question on Part A Medicare. You can take that because most people don't pay anything for it, but it can affect people who are on company coverage with HSAs. So there's all these different things that you need to look at to say, if I want to contribute to my HSA, I can't put any money in if I have Part A. So you may not want to enroll in Part A yet. So there's, you might want to talk to an agent and go over what your situation is, and then they can tell you what might, you know, all your different options, and you can choose from there what to do.
Well, and back to this, that's why I think I need to talk to an agent about all this stuff, because it's pretty complicated. But I've been in to visit with your agents, and they've been really helpful, and they explain everything really clearly, and it's really, it brings a lot of peace of mind.
Yeah, it can, especially when you're not ready to retire, or, you know, a lot of people are looking like 2 years down the road still, but trying to figure out what everything costs. We can sit down with them and go over kind of the ballpark figures of what they're looking at so they can really start planning for that retirement.
And it doesn't cost anything to come and see you guys.
Right. No, there's never a fee for our service. The way we get paid is if you do purchase an insurance policy through us, we get a commission from the insurance carrier, and it never changes your premiums or how much you pay.
All right. Well, really good information. And where can people get a hold of you folks?
Okay, great. So we have a toll-free number for all of our offices. Just call it. It's 866-733-5111. We have a Medicare, or we have our website, which is www.vibrantusa.com. Or they can look for us at Facebook.
And you got offices here in Bellingham and in Linden?
Yeah, Bellingham, Linden, one in Everett, one in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, Marcia Neal, great to see you, Marcia. And, get in and see these folks. They're really helpful. They've helped me a lot. And really appreciate you guys being part of our community.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Yeah. And it's Community Connection. And Joe Tian in for Bill Davis this week. Thanks for being with us.